race and racism are complex topics to discuss in general, but what about teaching about them? Professor Cindy Kernahan tackles that topic in her new book. She draws from her own experience as well as others to offer academics and leaders a way forward. It amounts to a game plan for being sensitive but effective educators. The book is called Teaching About Race and Racism in the College Classroom, Notes from a White Professor. Cindy Kernahan is a professor of psychology and assistant dean for teaching and learning in the College of Arts and Sciences at UW River Falls. Cindy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Well, why is it important to teach about racism in a higher education setting? And in addition to maybe the conversations we might have in our daily lives?
Well, I think it's important in higher education because there's been a fair number of reports that show that students in K-12, most K-12 in the United States, don't get a lot of education around race and racism. And so, and there's also been studies that show that a lot of kids and parents don't talk about race, particularly white children and white parents don't talk a lot about race. And we live in an increasingly diverse society. Racism is a problem, but nobody's comfortable talking about it. So I think in the safe confines of a classroom, it's really helpful to sort of give students some racial literacy and then also some practice at talking about it in a way that's civil and fairly comfortable so that then they're more comfortable when they go out into the world.
And one challenge here, and this is a lot of what your book is trying to tackle, is the concern that it might not be a safe place where the instructor, the professor might get backlash that ends up going viral, or a student might feel like they're going to say the wrong thing. And how do you start to resolve that and smooth that out so you can actually have a productive conversation?
Well, so the second point you made about students feeling uncomfortable, I can tell you that every semester when I teach this, my first question often is, how do you feel? What are you most concerned about? What are you most excited about? And what are you most concerned about? That's a standard question that I ask. And almost always the most concerning thing that my students say is, I'm so worried that I'm going to say the wrong thing. And so one thing that does right away is to sort of diffuse that, because students realize that they aren't the only ones who feel that way. Everybody else in the room, almost everybody else feels that way too. So we have some conversations about that and about, you know, terms and terminology, how to think about talking about it. And the main way that I start out dealing with that is just to let them know that they're not alone in that feeling. And that diffuses a lot of it. It also, I think, helps to have some structure and some rules, which we develop on the first day together as a class, because that way they know that it's not just a free for all. It's not just people's opinions. And they have these funny ideas, you know, that it's going to be this really brawly sort of place, like people are going to yell at each other and throw chairs or something.
But, show, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I say, although they don't get that reference anymore, but at all. But they realize quickly that, you know, our students are so generous with each other. They're so kind with each other. And usually, you know, if you're careful and you're thoughtful about it, I think you can set up the environment pretty easily right away.
Another challenge you write about, and we've talked about this before, is that the way the word racism is commonly used is different than the way it's often used among people who study and are expert in racism. What do you see as the difference between those two?
So the main difference that I identify is that when you talk to most Americans, and there's a good survey data on this too, it shows that most Americans tend to think of racism as an interpersonal thing, interpersonal prejudice or interpersonal meanness. So one person being mean to another person. And that certainly is something that happens. But the more, I would argue in some ways, the more important thing to recognize is that comes from a larger set of institutional policies, American history, what some people would call structures that are kind of invisible to a lot of Americans. And so that those of us who are sort of experts in racism, we're really comfortable talking about that and understanding it. And we can see how that flows into the individual piece. But for non-experts on it, for students who are coming in new, they don't know that. And it's not surprising that they don't know that. And so that's, I think, the biggest gap that you have to kind of get around is starting to understand that. Once they see it, it's kind of like a threshold. It's like once they cross it, they're pretty comfortable with it. They like knowing that information. But getting there takes a little bit of work.
Another possible challenge could be if you have white students in a class and students of color, they might be coming from very different places. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it is difficult. And, you know, we at UW-River Falls have this unique situation of having lots of students who are suburban Twin Cities kids who might come from a more diverse set of schools. And then a lot of kids from the small towns in northern and central Wisconsin. And so you do get that and you do see that. A couple things I like to do is, again, just setting up the rules and the structure. A lot of research shows that when you structure conversations, people are more comfortable and they're more willing to, you know, take risks and do more thinking. So that's one thing. I make sure that everybody's coming from a same shared content. So it's not just a discussion. It's a discussion based on what they've all read. And I set up structures to make sure as best I can that they do the reading before they come to class. So there's that. And the other thing I like to do is when I have students of color, and I don't have a lot of them because, our campus is about 86% white students. But when I do have students of color, I like to send them an email early in the semester and just tell them, you know, I know that your experience of this is going to be different and you don't have to speak on behalf of your racial group. That's not required. You can share what you want to share or not share. That's up to you. And I send that to them, just me and them, so that they know that I respect their experience. I'd still expect them to learn, obviously, the same things, but I know that they're maybe coming from a different frame of reference. And I've been told, at least by students, that they find that helpful.
Talking to Cindy Kernahan from UW-River Falls about her new book on teaching about race and racism, especially in higher education settings. That said, Cindy, are there lessons that you can take from what you're talking about in a college classroom to talking about racism in our daily lives?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's more challenging because you don't have, I can't grade people, so I can't sort of make them read stuff and make them follow the structure that I have. But I do think that you can. So I talk a lot in the book about trying to be compassionate, trying to understand where people are coming from, also trying to see that, like, it makes sense that most Americans don't have what I would call a lot of racial literacy. We're not taught it, and we don't talk about it a lot as children with our parents. And so, especially for white people, there's just a lot of lack of experience. We're very segregated in America, so we don't see each other's experiences very well. So I do think that some of the compassion pieces, and also I would say I talk a lot in the book about trying to learn more history, and I think that's something all Americans can do. I have an appendix with lots of books for further reading that I suggest, and I do think while it makes sense that a lot of folks don't have a lot of understanding, people can get that understanding and they can use that. I also think it's important to believe other people and trust their experiences. If you're told about something that someone experienced that was discriminatory, believe them and listen to them. And that can help a lot too. And that's what I mean by compassion, understanding where people lack experience and understanding, and also respecting people's experience.
Another concern you run into in classes is, and this is for the white students in particular now, the concern that they might have that, wait, are you saying I'm the bad guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's always challenging. And it's hard because, there's always a question, you know, I'd say 3 to 4 weeks into a semester where almost always a white student will say to me, well, what about the other side? And what they mean usually is, because we cover some history up front in the course, what they mean is, where's the history that shows that white people were discriminated against? And I always say, I appreciate that question, but I can't show you that history. I could certainly show you the social class types of discrimination. And we do talk a lot about how poor white people, have experienced classism, but that's not the total focus of my class. It's on racism. And so I always have to sort of explain, it's not like there's two equal sides of this. American history is what it is. And so again, I think you have to be thoughtful. You have to bring evidence. You have to make sure people are reading. But in that way, you can sort of explain to students, like, here's this history. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. And that, again, gets to that separation between sort of the individual level of racism and the institutional level of racism, which I think is deeply helpful for students because they can start to see, oh, this isn't so personally indicting. One of the big things I want to get across when I teach is that, you know, racism is a moral problem, but it's not only that. And you're not an immoral person if you subscribe to racist ideas. We all do. I think it's then your responsibility to do something with that knowledge and to try to work beyond it. But But it makes sense that people have those ideas because those ideas are reinforced for us. So seeing that separation between what I do individually and then what these larger structures is, I think can be sort of freeing in a way.
And getting back to the point of structure in the conversation, I think sometimes people point toward just talking about an issue like racism as the solution, if we could just open up dialogues. But it sounds like without a good structure, without a good, some kind of common ground at the beginning, it might make things even worse.
Yeah, it could. I mean, I think this is where expertise can sometimes be disregarded, and it's important. And I don't want to make it sound like you have to be a professor to be an expert. I mean, like I said, you can read a lot of stuff on your own and learn quite a bit. I mean, you have to be thoughtful about the sources that you're using, but you can learn quite a bit. So I think that, yeah, you want some structure. You want to be operating from some evidence, because if all people are doing is just talking from their own personal experience, that's going to be just so limited. And it's not going to, we're all in, we all have small sample sizes, right? So understanding the larger institutions and the larger history that we're all coming from, I think is really, really helpful. And yeah, having some structure, I think, can be helpful.
Cindy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Cindy Kernahan is a professor of psychology and assistant dean for teaching and learning in the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. We talked to her about her new book. It's called Teaching About Race and Racism in the College Classroom, Notes from a White Professor. She draws from her experience teaching on those topics at UW River Falls and that of her colleagues as well. Again, the title, Teaching About Race and Racism in the College Classroom.